بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدا ومبشرا ونذيرا وداعيا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجا منيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
O Prophet, truly we have sent you as one who is a guide and exemplar. إِنَّا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ شَاهِدًا. Second, who gives good tidings. And third, as a warner. وَنَذِيرًا. Fourth, as one who calls to God by His permission. وَدَاعِيًا إِلَى اللَّهِ بِإِذْنِهِ. And finally, and a light-giving, illuminating lamp, وَسِرَاجًا مُنِيرًا. Happy Eid to my brothers and sisters in Islam. For this great day, our beloved Prophet's birthday. My congratulations to you on two occasions, like Brother Haki. First, for this important and historical birthday, Nabi Mas, Miladun Nabi. And second, for your unity to celebrate this event under one roof. This is exactly what Allah Jalla Jalale asked us when He said, وَأْتَسِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. I was asked to give a lecture in English about our messenger. However, I told them that I have no experience in giving lectures in English. Therefore, they offered me to translate my speech from Farsi to English. After all, I decided to deliver shorter speech in English on my own instead of talking with a translator. So please bear with my humble English. This is my first speech in English.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Occasions like today, birthdays or departure of our precious Muslim teachers, despite of its rituals, are important opportunities for us to assess and learn from our role models and to renew and reestablish our relation with them, and also to reiterate their teachings and to reinforce our steps to follow them. There are two approaches in better understanding and learning from our Prophet, peace be upon him. First is to read his seerah, I mean Prophet's character sketch, that his followers wrote centuries ago. Second, to review what Allah has said about him and what his intimate and closest followers and relatives have cited from him. I chose the second path. And I would like to share with you what our holy book has mentioned about him, and also what one of his closest Sahabe and companions, Ali ibn Abi Talib, have to say about our dearest Prophet. It's almost inevitable for human to keep objective view toward people we like or dislike. We usually taint our views and thoughts with exaggerations. But this is not the case This is not the case in the language of Quran. In the seerah, it's mostly discussed on how the Prophet was. However, in Quran, it talks about how he became, evolved, and developed. Sayrurat, it means Sayrurat. We mostly admire and glorify him, but Quran tells us how Allah has trained and educated him. So we can learn our lessons from this outstanding student of divine school. Our method of knowing him is stagnant, but God's method is dynamic and active. We mostly present him as someone beyond human, as Superman. But God insisted that he was just a normal human being. We view the Prophet from our earthly micro view, from bottom to top, and God talks about him from a panoramic macro view, top to down, to bottom. Let's recite what Quran has hold forth about our Prophet. I have selected 12 subjects from our holy book. First, Akhlaq Azim. Innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. Allah has emphasized that our Prophet stands on an exalted standard of character. Nun wal qalami bama yasturun ma anta bi ni'mati rabbika bi majnun wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. By the pen and what they write, you are not by your Lord's blessing crazy, and yours indeed will be an everlasting rewards, and indeed you possess a great character. It's very common exaggerate about the leaders, but Allah tells us the truth and never exceed. Our Prophet indeed possessed a great character, and his prophetic mission was to complete noble morality. وَأَسْتُ لِأُتَمِّمَ مَكَارِمَ الْأَخْلَاقِ. Second, رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. رَحْمَةً مِنَ اللَّهِ. One of his titles was رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ, a mercy to all creation. At no time was this gentleness, this mercy, this long suffering with human weaknesses more valuable than after a disaster like that at Uhud. قال الله تبارك وتعالى فبما رحمة من الله لنت لهم ولو كنت فظا قليظ القلب لانفضوا من حولك فاعف عنهم استغفر لهم وشاورهم في الأمر. It's part of the mercy of God that you deal gently with them, and had you been harsh and hard-hearted, surely they would have scattered from around you. Prophet, unlike the other commanders, has never been under the influence of the cruelty of the war. Third, Uswaye Hasane, role model. وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Certainly, you have in the Messenger of Allah an excellent exemplar, a beautiful pattern. The Battle of Uhud was a great testing time for the young Muslim community. The wisdom, courage, firmness and coolness of prophet were shown in this battle. In spite of his wound and many of the wounded Muslims, his constancy, steadfastness and bravery was learnt by the Muslims. Fourth, Harisun al-Nas. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِتُّمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. There has certainly come to you an apostle from among yourselves. Grievous to him is your distress, anxious over you, you're falling into distress. He has deep concern for you and is kind and merciful to the faithful. People are greedy for life, but Prophet's deep concern was people's prosperity. Fifth, Bakhe. What does mean Bakhe? I looked up dictionary and found this description. Bakhe is one who worries himself to death, worries himself to death for the sake of people and doing anything to a great extent or with extraordinary effectiveness or energy. This is the meaning of Bakhe. Now please pay attention to two verses of Quran. فَلَأَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ إِنْ لَمْ يَكُونُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفًا. Perhaps you would be one who consumes himself with grief for their sake if they should not believe in this discourse out of bitterness. And in chapter Shu'ara, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعٌ نَفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. You are liable to imperil your life for their sake if they should not believe. He worried himself to death for people. What are we doing for them? We have to think about it. And six, Hozne. Hozne, Prophet's grief about the people. In nine verses in Quran, Allah has addressed the Prophet by the word Hozne. La tahzan alayhim. Three times. لا يحزنك قولهم لا يحزنك الذين يصارعون في الكفر. Don't feel remorse over them. We feel regretful for materials. Prophet feel regretful for people. فلا تذهب نفسك نفسك عليهم حسرات إن الله عليم بما يصنعون. Do not fret yourself to death regarding for them. Indeed, Allah knows best what they do. 7. Haya. Haya. Pudency or decency, I don't know which one is better. It's normal for leaders to despise their subordinate, but Prophet was even ashamed to ask the people to let him alone. They used to sit down to chat after taking the meal in his house, and the Prophet ashamed to ask them to leave. فَإِذَا تَعِمْتُمْ فَانْتَشَرُوا فَانْتَشَرُوا وَلَا مُسْتَأْنِسِينَ لَحَدِيثٍ غَيْرَهِ إِنَّ ذَلِكُمْ كَانَ يُؤْذِ النَّبِيِّ فَيَسْتَحْيَ مِنْكُمْ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَسْتَحْيِ مِنَ الْحَقِّ. Indeed, such conduct torments the Prophet, and he is ashamed to ask you to leave. But Allah is not ashamed of expressing the truth. 8th, listener, attentive. It is not common that a king spent his time to listen to ordinary people, but Prophet spent time with poor people and listened to their sorrows. Those who were hypocrite called him an ear, ozon, unquestioning. They said he listened to everybody. Allah says, "Min humul ladina yaguluna huwa ozon." Among them are those who molest the Prophet and say, "Huwa ozon." He is an ear. قُلْ أُذُنُ خَيْرٍ لَكُمْ. Say, an ear that is good for you. يُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ وَيُؤْمِنُ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ. He believes in God and believes trust to you, to believers, and is a mercy to those of you who have believed. He really trusts to people and listen to them. They said he is ozon, he is ear. And 9th, simple living or humble living. I didn't find any better word for this. We say in Farsi, sadezisti, I don't know what we say. Even he could live like a king in castles, nevertheless he got the simple life and chose to live like modest people. Imam Ali, peace be upon him, had recited in Nahjul Balagha, لَقَدْ كَانَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَآلِهِ وَسَلَّمَ يَأْكُلُ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ وَيَجْلِسُ جَلْسَةَ الْعَبْدِ وَيَخْسِفُ بِيَدِهِ نَعْلَهُ وَيَرْغَوُ بِيَدِهِ ثَوْبَهُ وَيَرْكَبُ الْحِمَارَ الْعَارِي وَيَرْدِفُ خَلْفَهُ. The Prophet used to eat on the ground and sat like a slave. He repaired his shoe with his hand and patched his clothes with his hand. He would ride an unsaddled ass, do you believe? And would sit someone behind him. Certainly there was in Prophet of Allah all that would apprise you of the evils of this world. His wives were dissatisfied and displeased their position. Their position was not queens, like queens, nor even that of ordinary wives. Quran says in chapter 33, verse 28, يا أيها النبي قل لأزواجك إن كنتن تردن الحياة الدنيا وزينتها فتعالين أمتعكن وأسرحكن سراحا جميلا. O Prophet, say to your wives, if you want this present life and its adornment, then approach now. I shall give you enjoyment and shall release you, a setting free graciously. And 10th, Muhammad's respect and trust to young people. We say in Farsi, Jabangirai, I don't know which word is better. In Arabic tradition, the elder always gets the leader position. The Prophet always trusts young people, youth, and try to put them in important position whenever he could. For instance, he recommended Ali, peace be upon him, as his replacement when he was only 32, even it was very unusual in their custom. In another instance, he select Osama ibn Zayd as commander-in-chief, in the last and greatest battles, Mu'tah, when he was only 19. Not only young people, Prophet used to raise the ones whom people don't care. Surah Al-Abbas, chapter 83, as you might know, is about a poor blind man, Abdullah ibn Maktum. Prophet placed him as a mayor of the city Medina couple times when he left for the battle. It was really a revolutionary directorship. And 11th, Muqim as-Salat, prayerful. قال علي بن أبي طالب لا يسبقني إلا رسول الله بالصلاة. No one preceded me in prayer except the Prophet. And we read in Quran, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ يَعْلَمُ إِنَّكَ تَقُومُ أَدْنَى مِنْ ثُلُثِي اللَّيْلِ وَنِصْفَهُ وَثُلُثَهُ وَطَائِفَةٌ مِنَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ. Indeed, your Lord knows that you stand vigil nearly two-thirds of the night, or a half, or a third of it. And last one, courage, heroism, shuja'at. Imam Ali had said, "Kunna iza ahmarra al-ba'su taghayna bi Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam." "Falam yakun ahadun minna aghraba minhu ila al-adub." When the crisis became red hot, we sought refuge with the Messenger of Allah, and none of us was closer to the enemy than he himself. The way with the Prophet was that when fighting became fierce and people began to lose ground, he would send forward members of his family and to them protect his companions from the attacks of swords and spears. In this way, Ubayyah ibn Harith was killed on the day of Badr, Hamza on the day of Uhud, and Ja'far ibn Abi Talib on the day of Mu'tah. I would like to end my speech with this phrase of Quran, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.